The House approved a bill Wednesday that opponents say could put West Virginia's drinking water supply at risk. It was the focus of a public hearing on Monday and puts West Virginia's standards for some discharges into the state's water in line with federal standards. West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports on the debate over the bill in the House. House Bill 2506 is a complicated and technical bill, but in a nutshell, it relates to how much of a substance can be released into West Virginia's waterways under state permits and the places where those permits overlap. Essentially, it allows an increased discharge limit of cancer-causing and non-cancer-causing chemicals into West Virginia's streams and rivers, but only after certain calculations and observations have been made by the State Department of Environmental Protection. The DEP would decide if a new facility that planned to apply for a discharge permit could be built in an area close to other already permitted facilities. Those against the bill say it would lower the quality of the state's drinking water and be harmful to citizens. Supporters of the bill argue it would bring more jobs to the state because organizations could build more facilities on vacant industrial properties. Delegate Roger Hanshaw of Clay County is the vice chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He explained the bill to members of the chamber.
The bill does not permit facilities to do anything that is out of compliance with the law. The bill does not allow facilities to discharge materials that aren't authorized today. The bill doesn't allow individuals or entities or permit holders to discharge anything above and beyond the existing West Virginia water quality standards. The bill has no relation whatsoever to catastrophic incidents.
One of those catastrophic incidents Hanshaw was referring to is the January 9th, 2014 Freedom Industry chemical leak in the Kanawha Valley. Hanshaw pointed out that the event was an accident on a facility that was not permitted to discharge into the Elk River outside of Charleston, and the bill would not change that. Democratic Delegate Barbara Evans Fleshauer disagreed with Hanshaw's assessment.
Those of us who are in the legislature and the 300,000 other people who lost their water for up to a month, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with that because we know how precious our drinking water is. We know it. It's been proven. I do not want us to be guinea pigs on lowering the water measurements so that we have the potential for more contamination.
Delegate Mark Zatezalo is a Republican from Hancock County and the lead sponsor of the bill. He noted in his floor speech that he wasn't sure how many jobs it would attract, but the potential was there.
We're in competition. We need tax base. We need to do things that we haven't done for a while. It's going to be a very difficult job. It's going to be a lot of hard work, and we all need to be engaged. This is just a small thing, but it's an important thing, and I do not, if I believed that it was going to harm the water quality of the state of West Virginia, I would be against it. I think this is a good bill, and I think it is the way for us to go.
Democratic Delegate Mike Pushkin of Kanawha County suggested there were other opportunities for the state to attract businesses.
I, for one, think it's time that we just stop, believing this tired old lie that the only thing we're good enough for here in West Virginia, the only kind of jobs we can attract in West Virginia, the only kind of economic development that we can have in West Virginia, the only kind of growth that we deserve here will be at the expense of our citizens' health, be at the expense of our citizens' safety, at the expense of something as essential as the water that's flowing from their tap.
Pushkin encouraged his fellow lawmakers to look for ways to use the state's waterways as an economic driver by way of tourism. Another Democrat, Delegate Sean Fluharty from Ohio County, opposed the bill.
Here's what we've been sold for decades, decades after decades. It doesn't matter who's in power, Republican, Democratic, whatsoever. We've been told, just trust us. Just trust us. We don't need coal mine safety. Then a tragedy happens. Just trust us. We don't need workers' rights. Then a tragedy happens. And on this bill today, we've been sold, just trust us. The water will remain clean and the jobs will come raining down.
In his closing remarks, Delegate Hanshaw encouraged lawmakers to separate fact from fiction.
The most important thing in the practice of science is to divorce it from emotion. Because when we let emotion creep into any decision, we cloud our judgment and we ignore facts. Beware the shoehorn. Mr. Speaker, this bill doesn't change water quality standards. This bill gives DEP the ability to do what it's doing now in conformity with the law, and it makes West Virginia compatible with our neighboring states.
House Bill 2506 passed 63-37 and now goes to the Senate for consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.